Welcome into the Coach's Huddle, your weekly inside look into Cedar Falls, Waterloo Columbus, Waterloo East, and Waterloo West football with the coaches who lead your favorite teams. And now, from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, here's your host, Mark Simpson.
And good evening and welcome to the Coach's Huddle, live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls on 1650 The Fan. Hi, everybody. Mark Simpson with you. Join me for the next hour as we talk with the Metro High School football coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. Coaches Huddle, it's brought to you by Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, The Shirt Shack, Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Deary Brothers Collision Center, Bill Caldwell Ford, and our great hosts, Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Now, this week on the Coach's Huddle, we're going to hear from Cedar Falls coach Brad Remmert. Look back at the Tigers' hard-fought 10-7 win at home over Bettendorf. We'll also preview the Tigers' important road game this week at Dubuque Senior and look ahead towards the Class 5A playoffs. Waterloo East coach DeCarlos Anderson will be here to recap the Trojans' 45-6 loss to Decorah. We'll scout this Friday's 4A District 2 game at Marion. Waterloo West coach Lonnie Moore will join us, talk about the Wallhawks' 27-13 loss at Dubuque Hempstead. We'll also look ahead towards this Friday's game at home against Ottumwa. And Waterloo Columbus coach Brad Schmidt will go over the Sailors' convincing 35-7 home win over Sumner Fredericksburg in their season finale. We'll also preview the Sailors' Class 1A first round playoff game Friday against Denver. So we got a great show lined up for you. This is our final Coach's Huddle show of the season. Hard to believe. And as we get ready for week 9 of the high school football season. So let's take a quick break. Coming up next, we'll talk Tiger football with Cedar Falls head coach Brad Remmert. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end, value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858, and we'd love to hear from you.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Welcome back. We are coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Mark Simpson with you. Thank you so much for joining us as this, again, is the final Coach's Huddle show of the year. We're joined now by Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach. Last week, Tigers at home, final regular season home contest. And on senior night, Cedar Falls gets past Bettendorf 10-7. And Coach, a hard-fought game. That's the best way to describe it, as you're able to hold back the very good Bettendorf team.
Yeah, absolutely. And we knew we'd get their best shot. You watched them play the week before against Iowa City West, and things were coming together for them a little bit, and we knew they'd have a good defensive plan and that. And it was just a tough, hard-fought game, and I was proud of our kids. You ask in tight games like that to find ways, be resilient, find ways to come out on top. And it wasn't our best performance, but to come away with a 10-7 win at home on senior night, we'll take it and we'll move on to week 9.
Bettendorf came in with just 2 wins on the season. But from our conversation last week, I kind of expected a defensive game.
Absolutely. And they got good kids, and they started playing better in that. And you watched them and what they did to Iowa City West and how they dominated that game. It was 35-0 at halftime. I knew Coach Wiley would have his kids ready, and they were selling their kids on the fact that if they could get to 4-5, that they might be able to get into the playoffs on strength of schedule, because they played a top-tier schedule in 5A, and we knew what we were going to get, and I was just proud of our kids that they could be resilient and come away with a win.
Brad Remmert, head coach for Cedar Falls, our guest here on the Coach's Huddle. Not much scoring to recap. You guys, opening drive, moved down the field nicely, settled for a 21-yard field goal from Jake Holstein, and you're up 3-0. And then it stayed 3-0 till late in the first half when Derek Wood returned a punt 60 yards for a touchdown. That's the one he kind of took away from his own teammate.
Yeah, you look at that scoring deal, Jake Holstein. That first drive, I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage. We drove down there, unfortunately stalled, but Jake came in and hit the field goal there. We were down there a second time and decided to go on fourth down. We were probably on our 17-yard line or so, and I know my father, looking down from above, would say, take the points and move on, And I just thought we were in a position we knew they were going to blitz, that we'd have a good play, and unfortunately we didn't execute. So we gave up an opportunity there, but we kept good field position. Our defense took advantage of it. We ended up getting the punt return. Derek Woods, what a play. You know, what a play he made to field it. He made one person miss, worked away, and we saw his speed, and kids did a good job setting up the wall. We talked early in the game, special teams was going to be Coach Remmert, our special teams coordinator, talked about how that was going to be an important part of the game, and the kids came through and executed there.
You got a scare right before the end of the first half. Tate Hermanson, your quarterback, went down. He got kind of sandwiched between a couple of players, and I'm sure that was your heart was pounding there going out on the field to see his status.
Yeah, the blood pressure and anxiety level went up just a little bit, because last 2 years we've seen a couple of our QBs go down with injuries. You see that and first thing you think is, oh no, what's going on here? But it was just a wind issue, fortunately, and he was able to shake it off and come back. He's a tough kid, and he played a real good game. I thought he did some real nice things for us. Made some real nice passes, completed a real nice one in the fourth quarter to Derek Woods. But it was good to see Tate be able to come back and finish the game.
All right. And, again, we're talking with Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach here on the Coach's Huddle. No scoring for the Tigers in the second half. In the third quarter, Bettendorf got a touchdown after they recovered a fumble by Cedar Falls on a punt return to cut the score to 10-7. And then, Coach, you had to rely on your defense to kind of hold off Bettendorf at the end.
Yeah, absolutely, and it was unfortunate. We turned it over on that special teams play and gave them the short field, 8 yards, touchdown to make it 10-7. But defensively, we felt comfortable that our defense was playing real well. Other than that little 8-yard drive that they had for the touchdown, I thought we played an overall great defensive game, and we relied on them. And maybe we got a little conservative offensively. That was on my part. You know, I just felt like, hey, let's not do anything to put ourselves in a bad position and let the defense go out there and take care of business, and they did.
All right. Well, you get the win, 10-7. Who were some of the Tigers that you want to mention, your players of the week?
Yeah, absolutely. On offense up front, offensive lineman was our junior center, Ty Koltoff. Offensive back was Tate Hermanson. He did some nice passes for us, made some real good decisions for us offensively. I'm going to mention Derek Woods. He was not only our wide receiver of the week for the work he did at that position, but also the special teams player of the week for the big punt return. Defensively, there were a lot of kids we could have put up there. D lineman was Ian Bonenkamp. He played a nice game from his defensive end position. Linebacker was Andrew Langner, who continues to be consistent for us. Defensive back was Ben Russell, senior corner, does a lot of different things for us, not only on the defense, but in the special teams. And our reserve player of the week was Chase Gilbert. He's another kid that continues to contribute both sides of the ball during the week.
Now, did you make a change defensively with Chase, with Corbett? Ed linebacker on last Friday night.
No, I mean, yeah. We had Andrew Gertis there. We had Drew Langner, and we moved some things around. We played a little bit of nickel, and
okay.
I think that's what you saw. You know, Ryan Bowling's been in there. We decided to change things up a little bit. Ryan's still playing, doing a good job, but we played with a little bit of a nickel package there. So I think that's where you may have seen the change.
Okay.
You may have seen Derek Woods on the field a little bit more there in that situation, along with those other defensive backs.
All right. Well, this week you're on the road at Dubuque Senior. They're 4-4. Very good passing team. They have a good quarterback, Jack Simon. Walker Tart, a wide receiver, has 51 receptions on the year, and that's going to be a good challenge for you at Dalzell Field against a team that can throw it up.
Absolutely, and you look at where they're sitting. They're 4-4. They're out on the outside looking in of the top 16 if you looked at the RPI this week, and hadn't really paid much attention to it till now, because now when it kind of really counts and that. But you look at what they're doing, and they're thinking, hey, if we get a win, we can move up into that top 16. And offensively, they got a solid quarterback. You look at Tart at receiver, and you know, his stats, actually I think he has 57 receptions now, because they finally updated their stats that they had versus Pleasant Valley last week. But he's catching a ton of balls, so a lot of the offense goes through him. They have a nice tight end kid that we plays the tight end sniffer position in the backfield that's done a good job. So it's going to be a big challenge for us to go down there and play against another team that's fighting for their playoff life.
All right. Offensively, can you we be able to move the ball against the Rams? Because
yeah.
I think they're a team that – they can score points, but they also give up points.
Yeah, they're giving up 26 points a game. Two really aggressive inside linebackers. You watch them, and they play downhill and that. We have to not only know where they are and take care of it in the run game, but be able to take advantage of that in the pass game and slip guys in behind them. And we think there's some things we can do. And I think our biggest thing offensively is when we get in the red zone, we got to finish with points. You know, we went down the other night and had a 6-7 minute drive or 6 minute drive in that first quarter, finished with a field goal. The second time we drove it down there, we had a nice drive, and we finished with 0 points. And that's the big thing for us. And we've talked all year, when we get off to a good first quarter start, we're pretty good for the game. When we don't, sometimes we kind of struggle and lose confidence. So I think that's going to be the big part as we head down playing senior on Friday.
We're talking with Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, here on the Coach's Huddle, coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. And looking at the RPIs that the Iowa High School Athletic Association releases, seems that if Cedar Falls can win on Friday, you guys would host a Class 5A first-round playoff game.
Yeah, that's huge, and that's for our kids. And we have not talked much playoffs throughout the year with this group, is stay the course week to week. And we can't control what anybody else does other than ourselves. And I think that's prime this week is hey, if we can win, hey, you got a chance to host a playoff game. And that's a big deal, having home field advantage, as you know, when you get to the round of 16 to play them inside in our place in the dome. So the kids have a ton to play for. They want to get that seventh win. And they want to host another game. They don't want what we did against Bettendorf to be the last game they play in the Dome.
All right, then. Kind of lucked out. Some cold weather early this week, but it looks like Friday's going to warm up some.
Hopefully you took care of that. But it's been chilly at practice. It's fine, but the kids have been out there working hard. And when you're talking about temperatures in the 40s, 30s for wind chills for sure, and that it's been chilly, but they've handled it well. But it's nice to look on that forecast and see it's supposed to be in the 70s as we go down to play that game. And that's what you want. We want to go on down under good conditions and go out and perform well.
And you want to go in with a healthy team. How are we looking right now?
You know, we're getting there. We're at that time of the year, though. Kids are just boogered up. We don't have a big roster, so kids have played a lot of snaps. The good thing, we've been lifting. We've been doing all those things consistently throughout the year, so I feel pretty good about our strength level going in. Got a few kids that we've held out for just mainly maintenance purposes, just because we don't want to overuse it, and they're back in practice today, and we'll be in tomorrow and should be ready to go. So it's one of those things here. It's just where everybody probably is at this time of the year heading into week 9.
All right, before we let you go, Coach Remmert, one more question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. And, you know, besides blocking, tackling, no penalties, no turnovers, what are two things that can help you win a playoff game?
Well, it's going to be those things. I really think, and before I answer this question, I'm going to answer it. I got to give a thanks to my coaching staff, okay? And I'm not trying to buy time on this thing. but my assistant coaches have been awesome there. Coach Poltoff, Coach Mueller, Coach Humpel, Coach Remmert, Coach Basgrove, Coach Wolf on the varsity level, Coach Tepley, Coach Wellington, Gillette, and Vogt on the sophomore level, our film guys, Fortner and Yusko. Those guys have been awesome, and we could do this thing, and we would be where we are right now without them. But to answer your question on that, I think one of the biggest things is hidden yards in the game. And what I mean by that is those kicking yards, those little things that you might not show up in the box score in this, but when you play really good teams, it does. It comes down to blocking. It comes down to the tackling. It comes down to turnovers. But I look at hidden yards, and I mean by this is your kicker puts it in the end zone, they start on the 20-yard line versus the return out to the 25 or 30. Stuff that people don't think about until, you know, maybe, oh, gosh, you didn't realize that they're a couple first downs away from being in four-down territory. Be able to punt it, keep them down on their side of the field, flip the field. So I think that's one of the biggest things that goes untalked about is the hidden yards when you get two really good teams going at it in a playoff game.
Brad Remmert, you're off the hot seat. Thank you so much for your insight on the Cedar Falls football program throughout the year. It's always a pleasure talking with you, and enjoy working with the Cedar Falls coaching staff throughout the year.
Absolutely. Thanks to you and 1650, Mark. Thanks to Peppers for hosting and all those guys, the wonderful hosts and sponsors that we've been hearing throughout the game. Everybody for promoting football here in the metro area.
All right. Well, good luck Friday against Senior.
Thank you.
Brad Remmert, Cedar Falls head football coach, nice enough to join us here on the Coach's Huddle. Always is our leadoff guest on the Coach's Huddle, and we always appreciate him being on time. All right, on the way next, we're going to talk Waterloo East football. DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for the Trojans, will join us when we return. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650, The Fan.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Need custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack. Our experienced team is here to assist with your custom apparel needs for your school, team, or event. We use top-of-the-line equipment to offer the finest custom imprinted apparel at great prices for customers of all sizes. Handling everything in-house allows for a super fast turnaround on all orders. There's no setup fees, and we've got you covered coast to coast. Call us today for award-winning quality apparel with super service. Custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservices.hvac.com. You can also... We'd love to hear from you.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place.
Let me know if you need any more ad time.
There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports.
We're set to return in 30 seconds. Is that good, or would you like some more time?
Pass a 172-point inspection, and they include great warranties and 24-hour roadside assistance.
Choose peace of mind with our gold-certified inventory at BillCaldwellFord.com. Clearly, a better place.
Visit the Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center located at Bill Caldwell Ford in Hudson. Quick Lane provides essential maintenance such as oil changes, tires, brakes, batteries, and more. So, whatever you drive, take care of it at the Cedar Valley Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
Welcome back. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. This is the Coach's Huddle. And Coach's Huddle brought to you by Community Buick GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services Heating and Cooling, The Shirt Shack, Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Deary Brothers Collision Center, Bill Caldwell Ford, and Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Just heard from Brad Remmert, the head football coach for the Cedar Falls Tigers. And if you missed that interview or want to hear the entire show, well, tomorrow morning you can download tonight's podcast at 1650thefan.com. Stepping up to the hot seat, nice enough to join us as we are live on the air. It's DeCarlos Anderson, the head coach for Waterloo East. And Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Final Coach's Huddle show of the year. And, well, how's practice going this week for you?
It's going rough, man. The weather, it tends to be a
distraction.
Are
you wearing shorts, Coach? No, okay.
weather tends to be a distraction, man. So our young men decide to understand that the elements are part of the game, and that's something that we work it through.
All right. So. All right, Coach, last week, tough one for you. You lose at home to Decorah senior night, 45-6. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it sounds like you were close early and then some turnovers, and it turned into kind of like a snowball rolling down the hill. And Decorah goes on to take a 28-0 lead at halftime, and they win 45-6. But still some bright spots despite the setback.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's been the story of the season, man. Just we beat ourselves more than the opponent can beat us again. There's some things that we can really improve upon, but I think that's what the offseason is all about.
All right. Really BC3, Bill Clark III, as I call him. He had a good game on both sides of the football.
Yep.
Rushed for 93 yards and also had 14 tackles. That has to be a season high.
Yeah. Billy's just that, man. You know, again, he's one of the hardest working kids that I've had the pleasure of coaching, and kid works his butt off.
And Shakur Wright, he had 60 yards rushing, including a 25-yard touchdown pass. Also had 3 receptions.
Yep. So again, Shakur, he's getting better. He has been struggling with injuries, so I think he's getting a little better, a little more healthier as the season progressed. But not less time left with him.
All right. Way for the seniors to go out and talk about this group of seniors that you've had the pleasure to work with at Waterloo East this year.
Well, I think my heart really goes out to the young man. I'm their third coach in the 4 years that they've been there. There's been a lot of just adversity, things that they had to go through. I think one of the things that I talk about a lot with them is just that, they're kind of seeing the way that I do things and just they're realizing the difference in, you know, my style, the structure of our practices and just the program overall with what they had before. And just, the sentiment is just, hey, Coach, we wish you were here a lot sooner. But, great group of young men. Looking forward to, continue to work with them. I mean, throughout my day job, I actually do a lot with them. So we're just working on scholarships, college applications, things like that. And they're really just trying to encourage them to also continue, lifting, running track. We have a few that play basketball. So just going to support them, throughout the rest of their high school career, whether it's football or not.
Talking with DeCarlos Anderson, the first-year head coach for Waterloo East, here on the Coach's Huddle. Coach, this week you end the regular season at Marion, and they're a team right now 4-4 overall, 2-2 in Class 4A District 2, and kind of an up-and-down season for them.
Yeah, great. Good team, man. They've beat some guys that that we lost to, which they lost for everybody. But, they've had some victories against their opponents. So, again, we got to go out there, be ready to play. They're heavy run offense. So, just be mindful of the option and different things that really haven't had to see this season. So, it'll be another challenge for our young men. And, we just game plan and see how it goes.
You still see the focus on the team because, end of the year, you might see kids, thinking about – maybe some of the participating in winter sports or anything. Yeah. How's the focus been this week?
I think that's, again, just one of the things to where, for me, as I tell the young men, is just that, for us as a coaching staff, we've been consistent in our message. It hasn't changed since the summer. And I think, even for our young men, I think it's something that as well, kind of the numbers start to slide a little bit and, kids are kind of losing focus overall. But for the most part, we still have a group of kids that, that'll be there to play. As I said before, injury bug kind of jumped on us tough this season. Yeah. So we're limited to the finish line. But again, I think the biggest thing is that we're going to finish.
All right. Off season, this will be the last time we talk this year. Off season, what's the structure going to be? Is it a real emphasis on the weight room or just participate in other sports? What do you want to talk to the kids about?
Definitely both. We do have some young men who wrestle and play basketball. Yeah. I have a really mandatory thing for student athletes running track. Mm-hmm. And then just the weights, year round, I think the weight room doesn't ever stop. So mm-hmm. whether you're playing additional sports, there's going to be a super, super demanding expectation for our guys to get in the weight room.
I wanted to thank you because my early days, I worked at a radio station where at basketball games where if the team coach would come out and talk after games. Well, if they won, he'd be jumping up the steps to talk to me. But if they lost, I'd be waiting and waiting and waiting. And sometimes he wouldn't even show up.
Yeah.
You've had to deal with a really difficult situation this year, but you've been here every week. And I appreciate what you've done promoting Waterloo East football.
Yeah. I think again, for me, not that I didn't have expectations. Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me was just helping our young men get through the season. Mm-hmm. I think just the nature of the transition of the coaching staff wasn't ideal for anybody involved. And so it wasn't enough time for us to really kind of put our thing down as far as coaches that we needed to do to really prepare them for the season. So, again, really just, we just weathered the storm. And really just kind of come out better next year. We're a young team, so I think that I'm looking forward to the future, and I think they are too.
Okay, and before we let you go, now you also did some coaching in California, correct?
Yeah,
and before that, all right, this is our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. Besides the obvious, besides blocking, tackling, no penalties, no turnovers, what's the thing that can help a team win? Just a regular season game or a playoff game?
I think discipline, I think discipline is the word that comes to mind because that covers all avenues, of the game. So I think that's the most important thing, just, just the team being disciplined.
And you are off the hook, Coach. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for, again, joining us throughout the year. DeCarlos, look forward to talking with you next fall here on the Coach's Huddle.
Okay. Thanks, Mort.
All right, DeCarlos Anderson, first-year head coach for Waterloo East. Up next, Lonnie Moore, the head coach for Waterloo West, will join us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back from here at Pepper's Grill and Sports Bar right after this quick timeout. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick.
Like football, you never know when things can go wrong. When life gives you a fumble, you know you can feel protected with State Farm. Hi, I'm Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls. Trust me to take care of all your auto, home, and life insurance needs. So when life tackles you, remember you have a good backup plan to get you back into the game with Brad McCunniff, your State Farm insurance agent in Cedar Falls.
Hi, I'm Todd Arnholtz, General Manager of Deary Brothers Collision Center in Cedar Falls. We operate with a simple philosophy. Your safety is our obligation. We promise to repair your vehicle correctly the first time, return it to you promptly, and provide you the highest level of service for your peace of mind. Give us a call or come and see for yourself. No appointment needed. And remember, if your insurance company doesn't recommend Deary Brothers Collision Center, we recommend you change insurance companies. Deary Brothers Collision Center, 201 East Searley Boulevard in Cedar Falls.
Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics has been providing quality patient care for over 50 years. I'm Dennis Clark, founder and president of Clark & Associates. Our staff works to create lasting relationships with patients, their families, and caregivers. We focus on each individual patient's abilities and utilize the latest technology available to ensure the best possible outcome. Visit clarkpo.com today. We're Clark & Associates Prosthetics and Orthotics, with you every step of the way.
Bill Caldwell Ford has the pre-owned vehicles you can trust.
Our gold-certified vehicles pass a 172-point inspection, and they include great warranties and 24-hour roadside assistance.
Choose peace of mind with our gold-certified inventory at BillCaldwellFord.com. Clearly, a better place.
Visit the Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center located at Bill Caldwell Ford in Hudson. Quick Lane provides essential maintenance such as oil changes, tires, brakes, batteries, and more. So, whatever you drive, take care of it at the Cedar Valley Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center.
Need custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack. Our experienced team is here to assist with your custom apparel needs for your school, team, or event. We use top-of-the-line equipment to offer the finest custom imprinted apparel at great prices for customers of all sizes. Handling everything in-house allows for a super-fast turnaround on all orders. There's no setup fees, and we've got you covered coast to coast. Call us today for award-winning quality apparel with super service. Custom apparel? Think Shirt Shack.
Welcome back. This is the Coach's Huddle. We're coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls. Mark Simpson with you. We've been here throughout the high school football season. Final show of the year tonight. And joining us now is Lonnie Moore, the head coach for Waterloo West. Wahawks getting ready for their season finale on Friday. Last week, the Wahawks lost at Dubuque Hempstead 27-13. And the sounded like the Mustangs jumped out on you early, led 14-0, and some turnovers and a missed opportunity to score at the end of the first half, and Hempstead was able to hold on for the victory.
Yeah, you know, we had our opportunities there, a couple of them. You know, we got down to the 5-yard line when it was 7-0 and had a chance to score to tie it up, and we just didn't convert there. Our long snapper was out the game, so then we had to bring in another long snapper on a field goal attempt and didn't get the snap down. So, you know, just some little things that, you know, we had our opportunities, we didn't take advantage of.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you guys hung in there. Hempstead had good field position that whole first half. They had 6 possessions at the 50 or inside or on Waterloo West territory, and you guys only held them to 14 points.
Yeah, our defense played well. They did a really good job on them. The only bad thing is we gave up some big plays. They didn't do too much of driving down the field on us.
you know, all their points came off of big plays, and give them credit, they made them, you know, good long pass plays and things like that, which we can't be giving up.
All right. Well, fell behind 20-0, got back in the game with a 20 touchdown pass, Alex Willis to Parker Engstrom, who's turned into emerged as a pretty decent receiver for you here last few weeks.
Yeah, and he's done a good job all season for us. He's a quiet guy, don't say too much. He puts his head down, works. You never have to worry about him not being where he needs to be. He's done a great job for us. You know, he started off, you know, he didn't play last year, was a good guy for our team. He was hurt a lot last year. Beginning of this season, he had some shin splint problems and things, so he kind of got pushed to the side a little bit, but then he came back, and, you know, he's the type of kid that, you know, he continue to keep working. He's not going to complain about anything. He's going to do what he needs to do. You know, those are the type of kids that are going to be successful, and he does a great job for us.
He also scored your other touchdown with 49 seconds left in the game on a 31-yard touchdown pass. Finished 6 catches, 97 yards, 2 scores, some decent numbers.
Yeah, he does a good job again. I think he had a couple of touchdowns a game before that too. So, you know, it's somebody we can throw deep to, and he's a possession receiver also. He has good, does run good routes. So, you know, we love him out on the field.
All right, and Dupree Banks, 3 catches, 100 yards receiving.
Yeah, we knew Dupree Banks could do what he could do. You know, he missed the first 4 games of our season, so that kind of set him back. And then when he came in, he's done a great job for us. Very smart and competitive type of player. Knows the system, been on varsity for 3 years. Knows exactly what we want from him, and he does a good job.
And Drew Hundley, that's a guy we haven't mentioned too much this year. 8.5 tackles. 3.5 tackles for losses in the game against Dubuque Hempstead.
Yeah, he played his butt off. He did a great job, and he always has played well for us. Just didn't have the stats that you look at right away, but he does all the little stuff that you ask. And he's coming in this week to do our long snapping duties, which I think he has a future, and I told him that. It's pretty well for him. So, but he's a kid as, you know, a junior for us. He's a kid we brought up as a freshman in the playoffs. He came up for us at the playoff time as a freshman. So this is his 3rd year kind of on varsity. Definitely one of our next year leaders that needs to be one of our solid leaders for us next year.
We're talking with Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach, here on the Coach's Huddle. Coach, you wrap up the regular season Friday. You hosted Tumwa 4-4 on the year. They're coming off a 32-20 win over Des Moines North. And not to jinx you or anything, but it seems like your schedule maybe be more competitive than Tumwa faced this year.
Oh, yeah, schedule-wise, but they're a much-improved team. We cannot look down on them at all. They have done a lot of different things that we've seen in them do in the past. You know, they execute offensively. They run the triple option, which gives you a lot of fits and troubles if you're not disciplined. You know, if you have a couple of people not doing their job, can hurt you. And then defensively, they've shown a lot of different fronts. You know, I've seen a 5-front from them, 4-front, and also a 3-front. So we got to be ready for all. It's great that we play them at the end of the year because we've seen all those fronts throughout the year. So we, you know, our kids have seen that, and we've worked on it out throughout the year. So, but you know, they're great. They're a good team. You know, they got some good explosive players. They're fullback size linebackers, one of their key things on offense. But then they also have a good running back, number 2. He's really fast and explosive. And they like to run counter to him, kind of lull you to sleep by giving it to the fullback, and then boom, counter coming back the other way around. And that's, you know, some of their games is how they won. You know, just he took some big plays to the house.
Yeah, and I would imagine for them being 4-4 to finish with a winning record would mean a great deal for their football program.
Oh, definitely. I know that's what some they're talking about, to get to 5-4. And then they probably didn't like the score last year also. So they're going to be very motivated to come down here and win.
We're talking with Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach. Talk about your seniors. I know they've had to go through a kind of a frustrating season.
Yeah, it's been a frustrating season for them, but we have some really good seniors. They've done a great job for all 4 years through our program. Some of those guys have done a great job. One is, you know, we talk about Cal Elliott, Cavell Fay, Alex Willis, Terez Smith, Derek Keeler, Smith Papalopoulos. Those guys have all done a great job. And you also talk about Evan Shavers, Anel Kudik, Xavier Teague, Landon Timms, Josh Willis, and Parker Engstrom, all seniors that have really worked hard this year and led our team.
And for people listening to the Coach's Huddle throughout the year, probably don't know that every week Waterloo West brings about a dozen coaches down here. And tell us about your coaching staff, because I know you guys seem to be pretty tight.
Yeah, you know, we try to make this kind of a family atmosphere for us, for the guys to bring their wives down too along with us, so we can hang out and do those things. I really believe in that. I believe in family atmosphere and to make sure our coaches are doing stuff outside of the field and we're getting to know each other and those things. But first it starts off with our offensive coordinator, Eric Harbaugh, on the varsity level. Then our defensive coordinator, Nick Rowe. Nick Lanfear is also our D-line coach. He's helped us out tremendously. John Dunford's our O-line coach. Brian White is our defensive back coach. Joe Davis is our sophomore head coach, also works with our defensive backs. D'Angelo Newman is our offensive coordinator on the sophomore team, which is our JV team. He works with our running backs. Ryan Dabney, Nick Pfeiffer, and Jared Johnson are all on our freshman squad, so they all coach with the freshmen. So really good group of coaches. I mean, I couldn't do what I do without those guys. They're very responsible to get things done. I couldn't ask for anything better. Those guys does a great job.
Lonnie, you've coached district champion teams, multiple playoff teams. Yeah, you've seen the highs and lows, and I'm sure that the problems that you've had this year are correctable problems.
Oh, definitely correctable. Yeah. A lot of it is us killing ourselves, with penalties, and especially those non-football penalties. Also, turning over the ball. We had a big session there, about three or four games, where we would turn the ball over. So we worked on that and got better at that. So things you can't do to win a game, especially when you're playing in the 5A level with some of the teams we play, Southeast Polk, Cedar Falls, Dubuque Senior, those guys, Cedar Rapids Prairie. You can't do those things and expect to win. So we have some goals, which we'll talk later after the season, what we want to get better at and those things. We know we're way better than what we've shown, but you can't play that way. And it starts from the top. It starts all on me. I got to do a better job of making sure those things are taken care of at the beginning of the season. So when I go back and reevaluate the season, reevaluate myself, that'd be something that I definitely put on top of my list, those things, to make sure they get corrected.
We have that beautiful weight room now at Waterloo West, and I would imagine that that's going to be a point of emphasis during the off season, and, getting involved in other activity, other sports.
Oh, definitely. And that's always been an emphasis. Yeah. There's nothing changed there. I don't think that's a problem, especially when we have a great strength conditioning coach in Ben Toma. He does a really good job with our guys, and they do a 0 hour where he takes care of them in the morning, and they do some lifting and running. We always are emphasizing our kids to go out for other sports, especially at Waterloo West. We want multi-sport athletes, and those usually some of our best players on the football team, those guys who go out, get coached up by some other coaches, work different muscles, do different things. I definitely do that with my kids. I wanted my kids to play different sports, my own kids. I definitely want my football kids to do the same thing.
All right, before we let you go, final question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle. And, besides blocking, tackling, no penalties, no turnovers, what is a thing that can help you win a football game?
Oh, man, that's more than that. That's tons of stuff you can think of to help you win a football game. I think one thing also is team camaraderie. I think that's probably very important. Our guys playing for each other and, not pointing the finger, understanding that we're a team and we're a group. I think that's one thing you definitely got to work on. And that's something that, leadership is something I also can get better at, working with the kids on leadership skills. Other than that, I mean, there's tons of other stuff you can think of besides that, but that's probably one of the number one thing I can think of.
Lottie Moore, you're off the hot seat. Thank you, my friend, for being with us again here on the Coach's Huddle. Lonnie Moore in his 14th year at Waterloo West. Good luck Friday against Ottumwa, and it'll be a nice way to finish off the season and send off those seniors with a win.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Go Warhawks. We really appreciate everything you guys do for the Cedar Valley. I think this is a great show, great opportunity. I know our kids are listening right now. I know others. See, people are listening. This is just great for our community, and thank you again for having us.
Thank you. Lonnie Moore, Waterloo West head football coach. Nice enough to be part of the Coach's Huddle, our final Coach's Huddle show of the year. Up next, we're going to hear from Waterloo Columbus head coach Brad Schmidt. He's getting ready for the playoffs on Friday. We'll hear from what Coach Schmidt has to say about his game against Denver right after we take this quick timeout. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
This is Dan Knipp with Air Services Heating and Air Conditioning. We focus a lot on customer relationships. Probably 80 to 90% of our customers are return customers. We provide both commercial and residential installations or replacements. A lot of our business is referral work. We put a lot of work in the front end value and quality of installation and systems. You can find us on the web, airservicesHVAC.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just give us a call at 319-287-5858. And we'd love to hear from you.
Where are you going to watch all the big games? Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls, the number one place to catch all the games and your favorite team. There's not a bad seat in the house as you view the game on one of their over 50 TVs. Plus, enjoy one of Pepper's famous mouth-watering appetizers, meals, and refreshments. All the top games are always on. Open daily at 11. Northeast Iowa's unique sports bar is Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub in Cedar Falls.
Your health is no small matter, and you deserve care you can trust. Look no further than the friendly people at Greenwood Pharmacy in Waterloo. Greenwood Pharmacy provides quality and personal service for all your pharmaceutical and compounding needs. Plus, they also offer select home care equipment, vitamin supplements, and health and beauty supplies. Greenwood Pharmacy has helped thousands of people lead healthier, better lives, and would love to do the same for you and your family. Greenwood Pharmacy, 2104 Kimball Avenue. Care you can trust.
When you want a dealer who has it all, you want Community Buick GMC. Our biggest selection, our lowest prices and payments, and our biggest savings. Plus, shopping for a vehicle online is easy as 1, 2, 3 with our shop, click, drive option. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery at Community Buick GMC in front of Lowe's in Waterloo, online at communitybuickgmc.com. GMC, we are professional grade, experience the new Buick. Go Sailors! If you're a Sailor fan, then you should be a booster. The Columbus Catholic Booster Club wants you. Be part of a positive organization that supports school spirit and helps our young people in all extracurricular activities. Become a booster member today and help the Sailors. Visit cvcatholic.org for more information. Proud to support our very involved students, the Columbus Catholic Booster Club.
Go. Welcome back. We are coming live from Pepper's Grill and Sports Pump. This is the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan. Final Coach's Huddle show of the year. Now, we've been talking with head coaches from Cedar Falls, Waterloo East, Waterloo West about ending their regular season. Well, last week, Waterloo Columbus ended their regular season with a win against Sumner Fredericksburg. With that, they advanced to the Class 1A first-round playoffs. Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, nice enough to join us. And Coach, good win against Sumner Fred last week, 35-7. Very workmanlike and both offensively and defensively, it seemed like you controlled the game.
Yeah, it was good to see. You know, our kids came out and did what we asked of them from the start. I mean, we were on defense first, and defense, you know, pitched a shutout until about the final 3 minutes of the game, I think. And then our first drive, we only possessed the ball two times in the first half. I mean, we had it late with like a minute left. But we had a 17-play drive and punched it in and had some big conversions, battled through some adversity behind the sticks. I think we converted on it was 3rd and 24. We ran a screen pass after a penalty, gained 22 of it back, converted on a fourth down. I think we converted on another fourth down, and our kids just got it done.
Well, some guys had some really good individual games. Carter Lockhart passing the football 10 out of 11, 112 yards. Also threw a couple touchdown passes. Good numbers from him, but that's probably set up by your very strong rushing attack. Parker Cheldson, 106 yards rushing. And Carson Hartz, again, continues to run the ball well. And it just was a good team effort by you guys.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, the guys up front don't get the credit they deserve, and that it comes with the position. But we talked about before the game. I talked to Carter. I said, the only stat that matters is the win, the wins and losses. You know, I mean, obviously you'd like to go out and throw it for 300 or run it for 200, but, you know, we have a selfless group of individuals who, you know, care about the collective effort that we put out there on the field. And, you know, when you care more about the team than you care about your individual statistics, and, you know, great things can happen. And that's really what we're seeing and what we've seen with this group the last 4 weeks.
During this successful run at that you've had, especially in Class 1A District 4, your offensive line has played very well. Did you make any changes there, do any different schemes? What's been the reason for the strength of this offensive line during this winning streak?
Well, I think, you know, one thing that we haven't made any changes. We've had the same five in, same six, I suppose, if you count Major West off the tight end spot. You know, I'll just go across the board. You got Connor Knutson, left tackle. You got Jack Dugan at left guard, Carter Seliger at center, Mason Knipp at right guard, and Trey Robinson at the right tackle. Those guys have, you know, I mean, really just put the time in the classroom, in the film room, in the weight room, you know, throughout. And, you know, it's just one of those deals where I think we needed a little more game experience to kind of, you know, get to where we're at, where, you know, we don't have a ton of numbers, so simulating what you see in a Friday night during the week in practice is hard to do. You know, where it's one of those deals where you get better with game experience. And, you know, getting Holthouse back in week four, I believe it was, maybe it was week five. You know, that made a big difference because he stretches the field horizontally. You know, then you got Hartz Chelton inside, and then, you know, we got some guys on the outside, you know, Nick Merrifield, Miles Gardner, you know, in the past game, Thomas Steele, Gavin Reed, that have done an excellent job as well.
We're talking with Brad Schmidt, Waterloo Columbus head football coach. You'll host Denver Friday night at McLaughlin Field in a Class 1A first-round playoff game. Denver 6-2. That's a team that, kind of like you, got off to a slow start and but now rolling. They were 2-2 at one time. They've won four in a row, including that very impressive 30-20 win against Dyke New Hartford. So Coach Rhett Barrett and the Cyclones, they have Big Mo on their side right now.
Yeah, you know, we're two very similar teams in what we do. You know, we both want to run the ball, want to play great defense, you know, and execute on special teams. You know, you take a look at our two districts and you know, based on proximity, you know, we're close. You know, I think Denver's better than a three seed for sure. You know, where that's just how the chips fall. You know, you can't control where your school resides. So, you know, I think they were in a three-way tie for first place with them beating Dyke and Dyke beating AP. So, it is what it is. It's the draw you know, we were dealt the hand we were dealt, and you know, we've had a good week of preparation, and you know, at this point in the year, you're going to play good teams, and you got to beat good teams if you want to make it to, you know, your final destination. So Denver's going to be their quality opponent, man. They're coming to our place on Friday with the intent to get after us, and you know, we need to make sure that's our mindset as well. And you know, these guys aren't going to hold anything back. I don't think anybody's going to hold anything back at this point in the season, because it is just another game. But at the same point, it's not, because it's you lose, you're done. And we don't want to be done yet.
Now, is this fourth, fifth straight year in the playoffs for Waterloo?
Yeah,
Columbus?
It's our fourth. Yeah, fourth. Yeah, we were 7-2 5 years ago and didn't get in. You know, they changed it up a little bit. So.
That's why they call the RPI the Brad Schmidt rule.
That one still stings a little bit. You know, I'm sure he talked to the guys that played on that team too. That was a tough morning after. But
all right, well, you've been involved in the playoffs multiple times. You know, what's the key come postseason time?
I think what it comes down to is you have to minimize the mistakes you make. You know, obviously physically, but the mental mistakes where, you know, you got to line up correctly. You got to make sure you got the right guys out there. You're honed in. You know, you're sharp. You know, from jump. You know, and I think what it comes down to it this time of year is, you know, sometimes you're going to need some breaks to go your way as well. Where you know, you make your own luck by how you play, how you perform. And, you know, it's good to be playing the way we are at this point in the season. And, you know, I mean, you look at our opponent and they're in a similar boat. So it's going to be a good one on Friday. And I got the utmost respect for Coach Barrett and his staff and the program he's built over there at Denver for God, he's been there a long time. You know, we're looking forward to playing those guys this week.
All right. Our question of the night here on the Coach's Huddle is kind of similar to what I just asked. You know, besides the blocking, tackling, no penalties, no turnovers, you know, what are two things that can help you win a playoff game?
Well, I think the sudden change moments in a game, you know, whether you get a turnover or you get a big stop on the fourth down and you get a, you know, or whatever it might be, you know, where you take a shot and you get a little bit of momentum in your corner, you got to capitalize on, you know. And one of the things we always like to do, I mean, after a sudden change, you know, whether that be on offense or defense, if you're in that position where you get put in the position where you're not at an advantage, you need to put out the fire. Mm-hmm. You know, that's on the defensive side of the ball, and then on the offensive side of the ball, you gotta throw the gasoline on the fire and keep it going. So I think those sudden change moments, you know, just to pick one thing in specific, those are the moments that, you know, can either win you a game or lose you a game.
Well, my friend, thank you so much for your insight about the Waterloo Columbus football team throughout the year. Appreciate, you know, you guys bringing so many people here every week, Israel, and it's been a lot of fun. Good luck on Friday against Denver, and the Sailors try to make another long playoff run.
That would be great. Appreciate all you guys do here, Mark.
Brad Schmidt, the head coach for Waterloo Columbus, as we kind of wrap up things here on the Coach's Huddle. A big thank you to all our great sponsors, Community Buick, GMC, Brad McCunniff, State Farm Insurance, Clark & Associates, Prosthetics and Orthotics, Air Services, Heating and Cooling, The Shirt Shack, Waterloo Columbus Booster Club, Greenwood Pharmacy, Deary Brothers Collision Center, Bill Caldwell Ford, and Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub. Next time you're at these businesses, make sure to stop, say thank you for being a part of our program here throughout the high school football season. Again, quickly for the Metro teams, this week, this is what's going to happen. Cedar Falls can wrap up a home playoff spot if they can win at Dubuque Senior on Friday. The Tigers 6-4, Dubuque Senior 4-4. Waterloo East looking for their first win of the year. They're 0-8. They play at 4-4 Marion. Waterloo West, they'll be hosting Ottumwa at Memorial Stadium. The Wahawks 2-6, Ottumwa with a record of 4-4. And Waterloo Columbus, it's playoffs, baby. Playoffs. Denver coming into town 6-2, taking on Columbus with a record of 5-3. So some great matchups involving the Metro teams this week. Big thank you, of course, to Pepper's Grill and Sports Pub, our host site for the Coach's Huddle for many, many years. Steve Plummer and his all-star staff, thank you for all you do. Appreciate the great hospitality you provide for us every Wednesday night. Great staff here. Always come out to Peppers. Enjoy a great meal, plus, you know, 50-plus big-screen TVs to watch your favorite team on. Your game is always on here at Peppers Grill in Sports Pub. Big thank you to the coaches coming out each week. Brad Remmert for Cedar Falls, to Carlos Anderson, Waterloo East, Lonnie Moore for Waterloo West, and Brad Schmidt, Waterloo Columbus. Thank them. I want to thank them for, you know, making that commitment to come here every Wednesday evening. And, of course, thanks to Cole Bear back at the 1650 Fan Studios for all his help in our show as well. So that will wrap it up for the Coach's Huddle for tonight and, sadly, for the year. Been a lot of fun. We'll be back, of course, in next fall as we talk with the Metro High School football coaches to find out how their teams are doing and what's in store for them. So until then, I'm Mark Simpson, and thank you again for joining us here on the Coach's Huddle on 1650 The Fan.